Welcome, welcome. Today we're talking about surrendering to the unseen wisdom, the magic of life, the wonders, releasing control, surrendering to the highest good. Because we are in a situation where there's lots of things we can't control and there's reasons things are happening the way they are. And also our attachment and control of things often isn't working out in our favor anyway, and it feels stressful in the moment. So we're going to be diving into this topic. There's also other people we can't control, and we might want to try and have them do things differently, but actually they can't be controlled. So this is a big issue. Control, surrender, letting go, surrendering to the highest good, aligning with what is, trusting unseen forces. Let's jump into it. Hello, Shireen. How are you doing?
Hi, Michael. I'm doing good.
Have you tried to control anything in the last week?
No, this is something I've been working on, right? This is something I've been working on. I feel that, yeah. You know, on a scale of 0 to 10, you know, you have pathological controllers who really need help, psychological help, counseling. Mm-hmm. They need counseling. There is, let's say that's 8 and more they're controlling. But let's say on a scale of 0 to 10, every one of us on some, we are on this scale. And it's not for our benefit being on this scale. Even if you're 2 or 3, right? It's not for my benefit. And I watch myself all the time. Because I'm so careful. You know, I feel the paradox of control is when someone's trying to control someone else, the more they slip away from that person, the more they like to, like, the more you try to control, the more you like go away from her, them, right? And so because I don't like someone doing it to me, I'm very conscious of if I'm doing it to someone else.
Yeah, it pushes people away, doesn't it? Pushes people away.
There's control of people, there's control of situations, there's control in relationships. Control in there's relationships, control especially on. Married relationships. Oh my God, it's bad.
Yeah, a lot of them are, I wouldn't say all of them, but probably most of them. It's very weird control things, some more subtle, some much more obvious, but in either case. And then we want to control our environment as well.
We control our environment, like, yes.
I remember it was, because it's the winter when we're recording this, so it's coming into spring, and we had a very warm February, right? I was like, oh my God, it's 70 degrees, and in the sun, that's like 80 something, right? And I was outside. I was like, oh, finally, I can go out in my shorts and like lie down in the sun. And guess what happened? There was some really loud construction just on those 2 days, like chainsaws going off. Someone decided to chop down loads of trees just when it was warm. And I remember being outside going, this is absurd. Because I didn't, but I can't go out there and demand that they stop cutting down their trees. So these are things happening like across the board in different ways. And before we started this episode, I was saying to Shireen that surely we need some control in our life, because what would we do if we didn't control like ourselves or our impulses or our life? You know, so what do you think about that? Because there is some need for control, don't you think?
Right. So this is the other aspect of control, right? So not like, oh, I'm controlling my impulses or I'm controlling my life. This is about controlling someone else. This is about controlling relationships and controlling like this white knuckled grip we have on life, thinking this has to go this way and this person has to do this, you know. So that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, so controlling yourself is all right then?
Because that's positive control, right? These are things that are outside of my control, actually. Can you control anyone else? Like, can you control your environment? No, but you can control your impulses. You can control all of these things.
I can't control the weather, but I can control whether or not I tidy up my house, mm-hmm. which is my environment. So that's in my control. So it's good to discern the differences. What things are actually under our control, which is good, because there are quite, like, living in a messy house, I don't think is a positive thing. So cleaning
right,
up is better.
Right. No, yeah. I didn't mean control that way, right? I'm talking about negative forms of control we have over people.
Right. So controlling other people, environments, situations, politics even. You can vote, but you can't guarantee the outcome, and you can't control. Like, there's just endless people-related stuff going on.
Right. Anything outside of you, right? Anything outside which is not your business. The only thing you really can control is what's your business and what you can do, right? Your immediate environment, your thoughts, your words, your actions, just you. That's it. And that's all we can do. But trying to do anything outside of that, right? Especially in close relationships, I've noticed there's a lot of control issues going on.
So why don't you tell us a story?
You're putting me on the spot.
We want to hear the juicy stories, don't we? We want to hear all about it.
You know, sometimes I wonder, like when people who are married and they have strife and they come to me just to talk. I mean, I don't do counseling or anything, just to talk. I mean, like recently I've been wondering, do people get married so they can just decide how much I can, you know, torture the other person, right?
How much they got into it for sadistic torment.
Right. Okay, this is it. This is the one person in my life I am going to torture now. The rest of my life I'm going to torture. That's really quite interesting to see that, right? To see that. And especially lately, I've been trying to tell people without trying to tell them, right? Because you can't tell anyone anything directly because they don't listen. And so without trying to tell people, like, you know, love is everything. Like, who do you have to love the most? You have to love the people in your life the most. Like, whoever you are with, whoever you are talking to, whoever your relationships are, whoever you're living with, whoever, all these people, you have to love them the most. And love means let go. Don't hold on to them so tightly. Don't think, no expectation, they have to do this way and then only I will love them, and don't do this way, then only I will love them. That is the control, right? You have these, all of these expectations out of this person. You want to control their every thought and their everything, and why they don't like me and why they're not doing this and they should do this and why are they watching movies and this and that. So I'm like...
Sounds exhausting.
Exhausting, right? So recently someone was telling me, again, marital problem, someone else like her husband they share a bed, and till 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock at night is scrolling on his phone.
Oh gosh.
Right, and the light is keeping her up. I don't know what to do. I've told him really nicely, you know, but he's not listening, and it's keeping me up. I don't know what to do. What can I do in this situation? I said, you have two choices. One choice is you can go and sleep in another room. That's the first choice. Right. If it's really bothering you, just go sleep in another room. Second choice is you can have love, and you can put a... a mask on your eyes, a mask on your eyes, and you go to sleep and you have love. You don't judge. You don't say why he's doing this and how he's not doing this. No need for control. Just love, 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 love the soul, right? Don't think they have to do, they have to stop, even though it's affecting you. Don't think they have to stop scrolling. Because that is really control. They are adults. They have a right to do this. And you have to figure out a way. And there is wisdom in this love, because in our, it was this Sunday actually, in our lessons, compassion, my compassion will help them get over their weaknesses. If I have enough compassion for someone, their weaknesses will be gone. And so that's what we have to do, right? We can't, even if it's loved ones, and even if it's for their own benefit, and even if it's bothering you, the only reasonable thing to do in these instances, because no one's going to listen to you, and no one cares whether you control or not control, you're just making yourself very anxious, is the only reasonable thing that really works is have love.
Yeah, well, it makes you feel better, doesn't it? It might not change anything else, but at least you're not stressed.
But what our lessons teach us is if the love is strong enough, then it will change.
Yeah, eventually. But we can't put any pressure on it, otherwise it's back to control again, isn't it?
Right, it's back to control again, exactly. Yeah. The only thing you can control in life is your thoughts, your emotions, your actions. And you should. You should be disciplined, you should keep your house clean, you should, you know, meditate, you should get up in the morning, you should go to the gym, you should do all of those things. Because that's the only thing you can control. Everything else. Let go, let go, let go, let go.
Ah, yes. What all, isn't that wonderful? It's so simple, actually, but it's also a very strong habit, isn't it, to try and control things.
And you feel you're justified, right?
Yeah, well, you know, because there's situations where, like if I think about, because I spend a lot of time working with people, right? And as a boss of other people, right? Like I don't normally think of myself as the boss, but they think of me as the boss, right? So I tell them, this is what I want you to do. Don't really mind how you do it as long as it gets the job done, and I want updates on what you're up to so I know what's happening. But I can't control exactly what happens, because that's the other person. They have their own body, their own agency, their own mind, their own thoughts, their own computer. Like they're doing their own work, right? My only thing that I can do is have good wishes, set up a situation and hope for the best, and really give them blessings, give them guidance. But if it doesn't work out in business anyway, you can fire people and say, you know what, it's not working out. My control is to let them go and find someone better. But I can't, in either case, I can't control anything. It's interesting, isn't it? Like even in a situation where you technically have control because you're deciding what people do and you're paying them to do it, ultimately you still can't control it.
Yeah, those cases, right, definitely you should exercise your control and people shouldn't take advantage of you. So, you know, exercise your control and say, okay, find other employment because this doesn't seem to be matching. But I'm really talking here about this white-knuckled grip we have on life. It has to go this way and this has to be the outcome and, you know, plan everything this way and, you know, this has to happen this way. It doesn't work.
It sounds so exhausting. That's a serious form of neurosis, isn't it?
Right, it doesn't work.
It really is. Because life is happening anyway, isn't it? Not only can you not control other people, but there's also a higher level intelligence.
Absolutely.
With nature and with the events happening. And there's a whole range of strange unseen forces that are moving along like a tide. It's like riptides, right? They got power. And we can say whatever we want, but they're still going on underneath it. So it's better to align with what is than to fight for our mad ideas. Because what is what, I mean, this is one of the things I've learned over the years. It's like, it is what it is. This is probably one of my biggest breakthroughs in the last couple of years, actually, is that I felt like I've been a bit of an idealist for a long time, right? People should be like this, and it should be like this, and it should be like this, right? So I've had these standards about what I think things should be like. And last couple of years, 2-3 years, I've stepped back and I'm just like, let me just look at what it actually is, not what I think it should be, but what it actually is, you know, in different with people, relationships, situations, even with myself, right? And like, and my work, and like, what is actually going on here, right? And you step back, and I step back, and I'm like, what is it? And it takes a while to like not see through a filter and just to look at it for what it is. And then it was a bit of a shock, actually, because things are not what we think they are if we really look at them deep enough. And then having accepted, then once the one thing is being able to see it, which is a big deal. And then once we can see what's going on, then we can ask ourselves, what, based on what is real, how can I align myself accordingly with what actually is going on? Like a lot of the stuff I do is related to helping people in my work, right? Because I spend a lot of time doing it. Like, I'll give an example. I was under the impression that people should get certain results and they should do this and they should do that and they should want to receive help in these different ways and get blah, 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 blah. And I step back and I'm like, what's actually going on? And I realize some people want to do things, some people don't want to do things, some people aren't interested, some people want help, some people don't want help. Like, that's the reality, right? So there's no point in me like push, trying to like get things happening if they don't care. Do you know what I mean? And this applies right to any relationship. You know, like we think, oh, it should be like this, should be like this.
Yeah, tell us about your, you're the one actually, you have a lot more experience with marriage and stuff. You should tell us about those things.
Yeah,
like I'm just listening to other people. Huh?
Yeah, no, I've experienced this in marriage and in working with people. And what I've come to realize is that, we can have expectations about what we would ideally like someone to be like in and how we would like them to be and what we would like them to like, right? And like a practical example is when I was in a relationship, I was into like road trips and going camping and like going on trips and stuff like this, right? And I'm like, let's go on a trip. And then if the other person doesn't want to go on a trip, like I had to like convince someone to do something, but they didn't, may or not have wanted to do it. And if they didn't want to do it, then either I do it on my own and they're upset about it, or they come along without necessarily the best attitude. And the same thing is true with my work. Like I'm like, I want to get this thing finished and I want this and this and this to happen. And I would tell my team, could do this, 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 and this, and this. But if they didn't want to do it, then they just didn't do it. Because, so the bottom line is, am I with the right people in the right context? Because trying to convince people to do what they should be, what I think they should be doing, is very unpleasant. It's unpleasant to do. I don't feel good about doing it because it's disturbing to me. They don't feel good about it because it's disturbing to them. And then end result is nothing actually happens anyway, and it's just a whole bunch of stress. So like, there's
so you know
no,
what
like,
you're telling us, Michael?
You're better off living on your own and doing your own thing. That's what it comes down to.
No, no. What you're telling us is at least if you in the work environment, you can just fire them.
Right. That's true.
If you're married to someone, they don't want to do whatever you want to. You can get divorced, but it's much harder. It's much harder. You can't just walk out of a relationship. It's much harder. I mean, you know that better than I do. It's much harder. So be careful. It's really, it's better to be on your own and do your own thing than get into all of this.
Yeah. The bottom line is like, we have to see reality for what it actually is. And it's not like it's bad. Reality is good. It's just our mindset around what we think it should be. It doesn't match up with what it is. And that the difference between what we think it should be and what it is causes a certain amount of stress. So I've felt so much better these last few years when I've just been like, let me see clearly what is real. You know, and the world is more messy than, like, there's a lot more crazy, weird stuff going on than perhaps we would like to think there should be. But once we admit that that is what it is, then we can relax and say, well, that's what it is. There's no point. I don't have to get stressed about it because it just is. It just
right.
is.
Right. It is what it is. You know, I was thinking about paradox of control, right? There was an incident recently where we all know these people where, you know, I mean, I volunteered for different things, and there was this one person who's just very particular and very controlling, very controlling. And I'm thinking, oh my God, she needs a counselor. And she asked me to do something, and then something changed, and I, you know, spoke to someone else and said, can you cover me? And she got so upset. She's like, who told you to speak to this person? And I'm thinking, what? And at that point, right, when someone's like even questioning you speaking to someone, I check out. Like, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I'm done, you know, I'm done with this conversation. I'm done with whatever this situation is going on. I'm done. I'm checking out. And, but I was thinking the very nature of her trying to control the situation was making it worse. Because the more she was trying to control the situation, the more everyone in the situation was like checking out and saying, you know, the more chaos that was coming out of it. If she just let go and say, okay, you know, figure this out. It's not a big deal. You spoke to this person or you decided to change something. Not a big deal in the final analysis. Then it would have been fine. But the more she tried to do it, the more everyone was like, okay, yeah. And the more chaos that ensued. And I feel that's the paradox of control. Mm. Right? The more you like try to hold on to people and things and what they should, the more they run away. First, the more they run away. And the second thing I feel is you're so stressed. You're so stressed. Like, is it working? Is controlling other people working for you? I don't think it works for anyone.
Yeah. Does it get the job done? I mean, and let's say like North Korea, right? Which is obviously a very controlling sort of regime. It might be working in the sense that people are doing what they're told mostly, right? But it's not working overall, is it, when you have this awful situation and all sorts of terrible people suffering, you know? Like, it's just, so it can be done, but it doesn't lead to abundance and joy and happiness. So it's like anytime we try and mess with the law of karma, we end up with bad consequences. Do you know what I mean? And that's trying to control others is messing with karma, because they're responsible for their karma, not us, aren't they?
Right, right.
So if I say I'm controlling someone else's actions, then I'm trying to take over their karma for them. And that's not, can't be done. It's literally not a possible thing to pull off. And it's also taken away agency, isn't it? It's taken away someone's personal capacity to make their own choices and be self-sovereign when we try and tell them what to do.
Yeah, I think that, you know, especially in marriage, that goes out the door. Mm. Totally out the door, like you're busy, so busy. What the other person is doing, so busy. No, and I'm joking about this because I think I see a lot of marriages up close and I'm thinking, oh my God.
You hear the worst of it. people come to you when they're like, oh my God, look at this, David.
Yeah, some people are just in denial, Angel. They just need to be shown a mirror. It's like, this is what's happening.
That's right. Yeah. It's easier to see it when you're not in it yourself.
Right,
you
know,
when you
right.
see it from the outside.
Right. But, you know, the thing is, for us to really stop this overthinking, this worry, this stress of life, right? To really enjoy life. Why do we want to control? We want to control because we think we will like it if it goes this way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you will like it if you release that control. You surrender. Surrender is very, there's a lot of wisdom in surrender. There is great wisdom in surrender because there's so many benefits of surrender. It's not something, oh, there's not this, all this work you have to do. No, you surrender, right? Surrender to whatever that person wants to do. That is one level of surrender. Surrender to the higher intelligence that is going on, whether when it comes to your own life. Don't try to control every aspect of it. That is one thing that's going on. Surrender to the environment, whatever is happening, whether it's weather, whether it's whatever, you know, just surrender, right? Instead of stressing about it. So when we surrender, surrender to a higher power, surrender to, you know, doing, you know, to a spiritual life, all of these things, I feel that's when life is becomes enjoyable.
Yeah, it's more fun because we're not stressed all the time.
So there is wisdom in surrender.
It's not work. It's very relieving. It's very relieving. People think surrender is, because there has two meanings, doesn't it? One is like when people are on battle and they surrender to the enemy. So that's like the white flag, you know? So that's not necessarily a good thing because they lost against and the enemy's got them, right? So it has a bit of a bad connotation in that context. But the other side of it is surrendering to life, and life isn't the enemy. Life is our friend. So we're saying, let me surrender to what is, rather than our grip, our white-knuckled attachment, stress. It has to be like this, has to be like that. I remember years ago, right, when we started getting into health, and we were previously eating loads of pastas and all this stuff, and we met this guy, a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, and he got us all into raw foods, right? And so we were having salads, all these salads and like wild greens that are growing in, you know, in the fields and stuff like this. And like I remember this one time, I still remember it, because we were like, we need a lemon for the salad dressing, right? And everyone was so stressed out, like, where are we going to get a lemon from right now? You know, and just riding down to the shop, they haven't got any lemons, I have to go to another shop. And it was this whole big deal to get this lemon, right? I just remember it because I was like, why don't we just put something else on there? Like, it doesn't matter that much. And no, we have to have lemons. And the amount of stress just trying to get a lemon, I wasn't stressed, but I could see it for what it was. And that's sort of what we're doing on another level. We're looking for this mystical lemon that we can't get, you know. And I think it might take like an hour. Everyone's like hungry, waiting around for this lemon to arrive, you know. And how much are we doing that in different ways? We're waiting for this thing to change so that we can enjoy what we have. And that's the joy of surrender, really. Is to say, if you can't have it one way, then it's going to be fine a different way. It's going to be great. You know, you don't even have to have raw salads. You can have something else to eat. It'll be better, probably, you know. So, yeah, let it go. Let it go.
Let it go. Especially, you know, I feel that you were talking about these unseen forces, right? There's divine intelligence at work. And we are just so caught up in what we see and what we can control and what's happening around us that we are losing sight of the bigger picture. We are losing sight of this divine intelligence that's going on, this cosmic play that's going on. And that cosmic play, really, everything is beneficial in it. And I feel that's what we need to surrender to, right? There is an intelligence at work. I might not understand the intelligence, but there is an intelligence, and I'm going to surrender to that intelligence so that I don't have to control every aspect of my life.
Yeah, what a relief.
Right.
Yeah. Surrender to the highest good for all and surrender to a higher intelligence that is better than our ego's neurotic stress energy.
Right.
So, next time you're stressed out, just remember, you can let it go.
So this person who came and told me that her husband is, you know, doom scrolling at 1-2 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I have a method. You want to hear this method?
It's called divorce. No, I'm just joking. It's really extreme. No, this is the method. Well, I have it here.
No, I have the method. I want to talk. You can talk about your method, but let me talk about my method. You want to hear the method?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You take a deep breath in, and as you release that breath, you let go of 30% of your expectation from this soul. Just let's do it. Deep breath in, release, and let go of 30%. Now take another deep breath in and release and let go of 30% more of expectation. And take another deep breath in and release the 30%. So now you're at 90%. You've released expectation of 90%. And if you keep increasing your expectations or you're not able to let go of 90%, then you keep going back and you keep breathing in. And once you release your breath, you release more expectation till it comes to 100%. That's how you control someone else.
Ah, that's a great method. Yeah, because then you're free, aren't you? You can enjoy yourself and they can enjoy themselves and it's all good. Yeah, it's so stressful, isn't it? Trying to, why isn't this person doing this? What's going on? Blah, 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 blah. And we can just let go and do something else. There's all these other options. One of my clients, she, because she's in charge of her house, right? She has kids. So she is in control of what they do because they're not necessarily going to make the best choices themselves, right? So she's had them all put their iPad and all this stuff in a box or hid it away somewhere so that they're not on their computers all the time. And now they're happier and more present and doing paintings and playing the piano and stuff like that, right? So you can control little kids to some degree, and there are certain situations, but at the end of the day, you just have to let go. Most situations with adults, there's nothing you can do, is that?
Kids is a different matter. You have to parent. You have to be good parents. You have to do whatever you need to do.
Yeah. I think we sometimes don't recognize how much control we have over our own lives. Like with this woman with the guy, she can sleep in another room. She can just say, you know what, this isn't working for me. Get a different bed somewhere else. And that takes care of it, doesn't it?
I don't know. Once you're married, I don't think you look at options. Probably. You have to tell us about these things, really, which I don't want to put you on the spot. We won't talk about it.
No, no. If people aren't getting enough sleep in their joint bedroom, they should get their own bedroom, you know. There's nothing wrong with that. It's a much better, and then everyone's happier because they can actually get some proper rest and not feel grouchy. So I think what it comes down to when it comes to relationships is like if you're in a situation, there's two people, right? And it's not a win-win, like where both are winning, then something
needs to change. No, you're just lose-lose.
So lose-lose, exactly. So it should be win-win, right? This is what I've come to realize. Like if something isn't working out, then you have the responsibility to change your own relationship to the other person in some way, whether it means don't talk to them anymore or sleep in a different room or get divorced or have a hard conversation and try and figure it out.
It's easier said than done, Angel. It's not that easy. People in relationships don't feel like, oh, they can get out of it. They want it to work. They're not thinking, let me get out of it.
You have to have a, have a hard conversation is something that is within our control, isn't it? What I've also noticed in relationships is that a lot of the time people don't know what the effect is on the other person of what they're doing. So when someone says, do you realize that when you do this thing, this is how it affects me? Because I've spoke to a lot of people about different things. And oftentimes the person's like, oh, really? I wasn't aware of that. Like they honestly had some vague awareness, but they weren't aware of how bad it was affecting the other person. And then when they hear about it, they're kind of like, oh, I'm sorry. What can I do differently? So sometimes just having a conversation can solve a lot of these things. Because most people don't talk about what's going on with them clearly enough. You know,
I am going to put a marble in my mouth. You know what that means?
Yeah, you're holding your tongue, keeping it real. Yeah. So these things are not necessarily easy to do, but what choice do you have, really? You can either do nothing and suck it up.
No, not suck it up. Love, 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 love. Adults, release your expectation. Of course, if they're children and under your care, you need to do something about it. Adults, release your expectations and just give love. The purity of your love, the pure intentions of your love will decide what happens.
Yeah. And if there's anything else you can do, then by all means.
Right.
Yeah. Hooray.
Okay. So pick a number. Surrender?
No, you can just pick surrender to the book.
I'm thinking I'll pick surrender. Surrender. You, the soul, resonate with tranquility. You've attained the serene state by surrendering to God's guidance and embracing it in every aspect of your life. Your presence is a lighthouse of serenity for those seeking enlightened freedom.
That's very beautiful.
That's what it does. Surrender gives you enlightened freedom. It sounds like an oxymoron. But actually, you surrender and you get freedom.
Well, you're aligning with a higher power, which is magical, rather than with our limited ego. So that's why, isn't it? Ah, yes.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much for being here,
Brother Michael.
What a blessing! Thank you for your presence, for your love and blessings. And I wish everyone all success in your surrender, love, and whatever else is going to happen for the highest good of all.